covers the rim.
Rubble.
Okay. Do you ever talk about a felly or feller?
Fella.
Of a wheel?
Felling.
The part that the spokes fit in. Do you ever talk about felly or feller? Okay. If you have a horse pulling a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Tongue.
Okay, but the traces come in.
Sanger tree.
Okay. What if you have two horses?
They have two single trees. They have a tongue, both have one on each side.
What about the thing that holds the two single trees together?
It fastens on the wagon.
Yeah. Do you call that a double tree or
a double tree? Yeah, double tree. Mm-hmm.
Double tree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing?
Hauling wood.
Okay. And suppose there was a log across the road. You say, I tied a chain around it, and we...
Pulled it out.
Or we...
Drug it out.
Okay. And you say, we have what? Many logs out of this road. We have...
Huh?
Using that same word, you say...
Log?
Yeah, we have...
We have a log.
We have what? Many logs out of this road.
I don't know.
Okay. You say, we have tied chains around
the
log.
Tied a chain around and pulled it out.
Or we have, another word instead of pulled, we have, you say we have drug
it out?
Okay. What do you call the thing that, say if you were fixing to plant a field, you'd have to break up the ground first?
Sure, you have to break it up.
Yeah.
Disc it up and drag it down and plant it.
What do you call the things that you use for that?
In the field?
Yeah.
You take a plow, the tractor plow, and then you take a disc. And then you take a drag. That's made out of wood, you know, level the ground.
What's the drag?
It's made out of wood. Just the thing dragged behind the disc and smooth the land down.
Uh-huh. Okay, you mentioned a plow. Are there different kinds of plows?
Yeah, lots of different kinds.
What are some of them?
Well, just tractor plows, all I can tell you.
Okay.
They're all hooked on the tractor.
Yeah. What about before they had tractors?
Had mule plows.
Okay. There's something similar to a plow that will break up the ground even finer than a plow will?
No, you have to disc that, make it fine. Plow just turns it up, you know.
What about a harrow or a harrow?
Them, their harrows, the harrows, that's old-timey doings. Don't have them no more.
Yeah. Could you tell me something about some of those? I don't think I've ever seen one.
Either. You never seen one?
I don't think so. What do they look like?
Oh, they're made out of wood and have old iron things about that long stick down in that wood, you know, and they drag that over the ground, tear it up. Now they've got discs and don't have to fool the harrow anymore.
Yeah.
I've seen all that nice young.
Okay, what do you call the thing that the wheels of the wagon fit into?
Thimble?
The wagon wheels. It goes across, you know?
Joe, what do you call go across a wagon wheel? Joe, what do you call
go
spoke?
No, I'm thinking of
I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, it's real common. It's, you know, you have your wheel here.
Yeah.
And then you have the wheel on the other side.
Yeah.
And the thing that runs across.
Yeah.
That holds the two
spoke,
together.
Spoke, ain't it?
Okay, what about axle?
Axle.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I think. Okay, suppose you wanted to chop a log or something, or saw some wood.
You take an axe, chop it.
Did you ever have any sort of frame that you, like egg-shaped frame that you put
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I've seen that done, but I never did use nothing like that.
Yeah. You don't know what that's
wood,
called?
Would be wood frames.
Okay. You'd straighten your hair using a comb and a...
Brush.
Okay. And if you were going to use this, you'd say you were going to...
Comb your hair.
Or...
Brush your hair.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
Okay. What do you put in a pistol?